It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we'll hear from a composer here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting who just produced new theme music for our weekend show, Inside Appalachia.
It's been a great opportunity to be able to write some music that's, you know, sort of just deep within, you know, my soul, you know, to be able to bring it out and share it with everybody.
That conversation is coming up in just a bit. This is West Virginia Morning. Earlier this summer, West Virginia lost one of its finest traditional musicians, ballad singer Phyllis Marks. State folklorist Emily Hilliard has this tribute.
Ballad singer Phyllis Frazier Marks, a native of Gilmer County, West Virginia, passed away June 22, 2019, at the age of 92. According to folklorist Jerry Milnes, Marks was the last active ballad singer in the state who learned by heart, as she said, through oral transmission, mainly from her mother and grandmother, who were of Irish ancestry. She was among West Virginia's finest musicians and was an exceptional bearer of traditional unaccompanied singing in the Appalachian region. Phyllis Marks was born in Sand Fork on June 5, 1927. Drawn to music at an early age, she learned songs from her grandmother before she passed away when Marks was 5 years old. At age 14, Marks began to lose her eyesight after a failed treatment by a country doctor and became completely blind at age 54. In 1943, she married Jesse Marks, a coal miner, sawmill worker, and shape note singing school teacher, and together they had 4 children. In addition to being a housewife and gardener, Phyllis worked for 15 years in the cafeteria at Glenville State College and recalled often singing while washing dishes and preparing food. Marks performed annually at the West Virginia State Folk Festival in Glenville. She appeared at the first festival in 1954 and continued to perform at every festival for the next 65 years, missing only one due to illness. The 2005 festival was dedicated to her. Phyllis was revered in her community for her songs and stories and sang regularly at local funerals, nursing homes, and for her family and visitors. She often swapped songs with her in-home caregiver who visited her daily. Marks was a master in her field whose artistry was made exemplary by her unique and vast repertoire, vocal skill, and her lifetime commitment to sharing and sustaining traditional balladry in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting and the West Virginia Folklife Program at the West Virginia Humanities Council, I'm Emily Hilliard in Charleston.
Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. The devil came to him one day, said, one of your family I'm going to take away. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Take her, oh, she's a joy in my heart. I hope by golly you'll never part. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the forks of the road, says the old lady, you're an awful load. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the depths of hell, said, stir up the fire and we'll scorch her well. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little devil was a rattle on a chain, and she up with a hatchet and split out his brain. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little devil was sitting on the wall, said, take her home, daddy, she's a-murdering us all. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man, he peeped out the crack, see the old devil come a-wagging her back. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man was sick in the bed, and she up with a butter stick and paddled his head. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old woman went a-whistling over the hills, said the devil won't have me, I don't know who will. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Now you see what a woman can do. She can outdo the devil and the old man too. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Though women have the advantage over the men, they can go to hell and back again. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day.
That was ballad singer Phyllis Marks, who passed away on June 22nd at the age of 92. Marks was singing the song The Devil and the Old Woman and was recorded by Jerry Milnes. On Fridays, we like to preview Inside Appalachia episodes, and this morning we have some exciting news to share. We have a new theme song composed and recorded by West Virginia Public Broadcasting's own Matt Jackford. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly sat down with Matt about his inspiration and concept behind the new theme song.
So was this an unusual or challenging request? Like, I remember when I was talking to you, I was thinking, we want it to still stay true to the roots of Appalachia and the traditional music, but not necessarily the stereotypical stuff. And it just seemed like kind of a tall order.
Right, yeah. Well, it is a fine line to walk, you know.
Right.
If you go one way, then you're not Appalachian enough. And if you go the other way, then you're too Appalachian and you're being stereotypical and, you know, banjos and fiddles and things like that.
Right. And it all depends on what kind of scale you're looking at and whose background you're talking about and things like that. But I was so excited to hear what you came up with.
I had thought of, I actually was taking a nap, woke up, and sort of heard it in my head and wrote it down really quickly.
Oh, nice.
And that's where the theme came from. And eventually sort of build it up using this whistle theme. I thought that was a cool way of, you know, being Appalachian, but not too Appalachian. There's the steady backbeat with claps. There's fiddle that does the theme, too, and some solo work at the end that's done by Joseph Ceballos, a good friend of mine. And then the percussion below, you know, I was done by John Query, a great friend of mine as well, and he... You know, I didn't really give him much direction. I just told him, hey, bring in your djembe and hey, bring in the triangle and some hi-hat and things like
djembe?
That. Djembe? Djembe is a hand drum. It's actually an African hand drum.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, and so I thought it felt like it worked really well with the song. So I thought hand drumming would work better than a drum set, say. And I think it actually, as you'll hear, I think it goes really well together with the song.
You know, at the end of the show, we always say, and until next time, thanks for joining us as we journey throughout Appalachia. And to me, that just felt like, you know, some kind of journey. And, you know, sometimes there were really, you know, there could be some serious moments and there's also like an upbeat feel to it where no matter what we heard, you know, going on sort of beside us or around us, like we still just kind of kept journeying. And I think it fits so well to what we try to do on Inside Appalachia. It was like magic.
Right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I think it takes, you know, the sort of pentatonic scale from that's native to Appalachia, as well as, you know, the blues sort of notes that are thrown in there as well. And then, you know, Appalachian's all about having a good groove in the song, and I think that kind of flew with it. So it's gritty, but it's also upbeat. Yeah.
How do you, when you go to record these things, how do you get the feel of Appalachia and still stay away from the stereotypical stuff? I mean, that was great because it felt like home.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think growing up here really helps, you know, and really helps, you know, instill the Appalachian, you know, vibe, the Appalachian culture, the music, you know, ingrains it in my subconscious, I think, you know, going to things like the Vandalia Festival, for instance, or like going to Mountain Stage and listening to, you know, sort of Appalachian music on there and just being around, hearing the culture and absorbing it, I think, has helped me to create my own, you know, Appalachian style.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm really honored that we can have it on the show.
Well, thanks, Jessica. Yeah, and I'm glad to be able to write it for you all. And it's been a great opportunity to be able to write some music that's, you know, sort of just deep within, you know, my soul, you know, to be able to bring it out and share it with everybody.
Matt Jackford, award-winning composer and radio host here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this music and for talking about the music with us and for giving us these beautiful sounds for the show. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you all, you and Roxy Todd, giving me, you know, an opportunity to express my voice. And I'd like to thank our performers, Jim Lang, Joseph Sabayos, and John Query, who did a great job throughout this whole process.
You can catch every Inside Appalachia episode Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from renowned acoustic guitarist Leo Kottke. Here's his song, From Pizza Towers to Defeat, recorded during his 10th appearance on Mountain Stage.
This is a true story. You've been stealing a menudo from the back of pizza towers. That was the beginning of the start. You've been taking a tequila up until the after hours. But don't you take it too hard. It's been 5 long years since you robbed the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of our truck. But that's what's from robbing the last train to Chico. So goodbye and Enrico, good luck. Nixon by that plane in San Bernardino. Tell him he relied on blush too much. And did he smile and say he trusts you wearing running shoes? Was his pardon for your felonies a crutch? It's been 5 long years since you robbed the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's from robbing the last train to Chico. So goodbye and Enrico, good luck. It's been 5 long years since you robbed the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's from robbing the last train to Chico. So goodbye and Enrico, good luck. So goodbye and Enrico.
Pizza Towers to Defeat by Leo Kottke. You can hear more from the Mountain Stage when you tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.